got your Bibles tonight. How many's got a Bible? Waving at me if you got one. Boy, I love to see that. I really do. Ernie, would you wave your Bible, please? You don't even have your cell phone. Dear God Almighty, help us. Would somebody sit beside Ernie and let him read the Bible? We love you, Ernie. Feeling better? Amen. You got your Bibles? Go to 2 Timothy. I switched around a little bit today. God give me these two messages that I'm going to preach. I preached this morning and tonight. There's really wasn't in my schedule, but I just feel like God wants me to preach this tonight. Will you stand with your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter number 1? And when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Boy, this is an incredible Sunday night crowd. With everybody in the world crazy right now, it's good to see some of you that's kind of settled in and say, I'm going to just follow God. Say amen.
Amen.
Denny, was you kidding me this evening? Was you kidding? I'm glad you were. I've been half mad for the last 20 minutes. Denny came in the prayer room and said, did you hear Nancy Pelosi said, y'all, ain't no congregation can meet over 100 people. And I thought, well, I'm going to disobey that windbag. I can't help it. Anybody listen to her, you ought not be left alone by yourself. Hello.
Amen.
Wake up. Ain't got nobody else to preach on, just hit Nancy. Amen. 2 Timothy. I'm going to give you something tonight. We got a few minutes here. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. I'm going to read 13 verses. I got a theme on my mind, and I won't keep you long, but I want to give you this thought tonight in the midst of all the chaos and the crises. And by the way, Timothy was facing a crisis. You said, no, he wasn't. Well, why did Paul say in 2 Timothy, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come? Yeah. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. You say, well, that wasn't the last day yet. That was the last days. From then till now, we've been in the last days. I believe Jesus is ready to come. But I want you to follow me with a thought that I want to give you. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Now, you know back in Acts, they chose the 12th disciple when they were supposed to wait. And I do not believe Matthias was the 12th disciple. I believe Paul was the 12th disciple. According to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, he addresses to Timothy, my dearly beloved son. Now, let me stop there. I heard a preacher get up one time, and I didn't mean to correct him, but I did, and I tried to do it in love. He got up, and he said that was Paul's only son. It was his fleshly son. Ladies and gentlemen, that was not Paul's fleshly son.
Amen.
That was his son in the Lord.
Amen.
I believe he discipled Timothy, but it was not his fleshly son.
Amen.
Hello. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelleth first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Now here's where we'll start our thought tonight. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear.
Amen.
Can I say it again? For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Now you that are listening by live stream and you that are listening to this auditorium, if you have fear tonight, it didn't come from God. It came from your stinking, rotten flesh and from the devil and from the world. It did not come from God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good preaching. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, whoo, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know in whom I have believed.
Amen.
And am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold, now look at verse 13, because I want you to compare verse 7 with verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me.
That's good preaching.
In faith.
Amen.
And love, which is in Christ Jesus. Father, bless this message, we pray in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to jump right into the message and probably jump right into the points. Timothy, let me say three things by way of introduction. Timothy was a fine young preacher. He's a great young preacher because he came through a great pedigree. His grandmama, Lois, was a great woman. And I know you preached that a couple of weeks ago, so I won't hit that much. And his mother, Lois, Eunice, was a woman of faith. And Paul said, I believe it's in you too. So he had a good pedigree. They set a good pattern. And then what a great instructor in Paul. How many believe he had everything they ought to have to succeed? Now tonight, here's what I want to preach on. And I really want to get, I won't be long, but I want to get this point. Why you should choose faith instead of fear.
Amen.
Why you should choose faith instead of fear.
Amen.
Now, Timothy had a choice. It was either faith or fear.
Yep.
Now, church members, can I please ask you to do me a favor? If you're going to be ignorant and stupid, do it in your house. And don't get on Facebook.
Amen.
And tell the whole world how ignorant you are. Because you're reflecting on me. You're a member of Taze Valley Baptist Church. And I want everyone tonight, there is a choice tonight you make. You make a choice of faith or you make a choice of fear. And they're not really in between.
Amen.
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 I mean, we get on the social network. I've heard everything for the last 4 days. Preachers, I think they lost their mind. Hello. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Can I tell you tonight, I want to preach on how to choose and why choose faith over fear. I want to encourage you tonight. We'll give you three things. I won't last long here tonight. I just want to give you three principles right here in the passage. I won't jump off somewhere else. Number one, look at verse number 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. There's a lot of folks, I know there's a preacher from India that's listening to me right now. A preacher in the Philippines that's listening to me right now. I know your countries are facing fear and facing chaos and facing crisis. But can I tell you, sir? Can I tell you, ladies and gentlemen? You can choose faith over fear, and this is why.
Amen.
Number one, you can choose faith over fear because of the power of God. Look what it said. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Is that powerful?
Amen.
Now hold a minute. I may rub a few people and I may lose a couple live streamers. When I got saved, and when you got saved, you got all the Holy Ghost you'll ever get. And you have the source in your being, so you don't have to fear, because he has no fear in him.
Amen.
Because the Holy Ghost is co-identical, co-eternal with the Father and with the Son. When you got saved, you got baptized by the Holy Ghost. You have him in you. And I want you to know something. If you're afraid, it's because you're not yielded to him. If you're afraid, it's because you're not connected with him. If you're afraid right now, it's because you don't believe in him. The Holy Ghost of God is in you. And he don't produce fear. He produces power and love and a sound mind.
Amen.
It ain't real sound for people robbing grocery stores of all their.
That's right.
I want to ask our food pantry lady something. You here? Can I ask you something? Do we have any toilet paper? Yeah, dear lady, and she's sincere. I like this lady. A message to me said, if I run out of toilet paper, do y'all have any? And she's a nice lady. I know her. I wanted to tell her, no, we don't have any. We don't store that, I guess. Hold on. Listen to me. If you think John Smith's going to go over to Kroger's or down in Walmart and act like an idiot and scream because there ain't no toilet paper and there ain't no hand sanitizer, you're out of your mind, because I ain't got that kind of spirit of fear in me. I got sound mind. And also, Marguerite's a member of Amazon Prime. Somebody help me preach. You can get anything from that. You say, you have any toilet paper? We ain't got no food, but we got all the toilet paper you need. But that don't mean you can come and rob me. Hello? That's just not sound. Now, I want to tell you something. I had somebody, hey, Brother Brian, if you taught me anything, I learned this. Some of you might have some stock and some bonds. And they done got crippled. I was talking to Brother Sidney. He lost 35%. But let me tell y'all something. You don't lose anything until you cash it in. Am I right? In about 2 or 3 weeks from now, if you've got any extra money, let me give you some pastoral counsel. When this thing starts going this way, you buy. Because it, Some of y'all look at me funny. Don't worry, it may be down 35, it may get down to 50, but God's got it all under control, and he ain't gave you no spirit of fear, and don't go panicking, and don't act nervous, and don't act stupid. Just let God help tell you. Number one, why can I choose faith over fear? Because of the power of God that produces power and love and a sound mind. Number two, y'all with me? Y'all, I'm reading the Bible. Look at verse number 9. Woo! How can we choose faith over fear? Number one, because of the power of God. Number two, verse 9, somebody ought to take a lamp on this verse. Anybody here able to take a lamp? Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling? Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which we've given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. I can choose faith over fear not only because of the power of God, but also because of the provision of grace. I'm saved. Somebody say it. Well, everybody say it. I'm saved. Oh, that's the weakest I'm saved ever heard in my life. You must be an independent fundamental Baptist. One more time, say it loud.
I'm saved.
I'm almost believing you. One more time, say it aloud.
I'm saved.
Do you really believe you're saved?
Amen.
Hey, if you really believe you're saved by the grace of God and the provision of grace of God, I want you to know something. He didn't bring grace in vain. Grace wasn't in vain. Hey, grace produces something. It produces confidence. It produces courage. It produces strength. Somebody help me preach. I'm saved from the penalty of sin. I'm being saved from the power of sin. And one of these days, I'm going to be totally saved from the presence of sin. And I'll give you a little more. He said, "How you know you're saved? Because I had a holy calling. And not because I worked. And not because of my baptism. And not because I was good. And not because of the sacraments. I was saved by the grace of God." Hey, God planned all this before the world began.
You're right, preacher.
Uncle Chad, I know we ain't supposed to touch. Isn't it great that before the world began, buddy? Before the world began, this thing was started.
Amen. You're right, preacher.
Now, please don't label me anything till I get finished, okay? Ready? How many's ready? Ready? Three things. As far as God the Father was concerned, I was saved when he chose me in eternally past. But I'm not done. As far as God the Son's concerned, I was saved when he paid for my sin on Calvary.
Amen.
And as far as God the Holy Ghost is concerned, I was saved January 31st, 1973. When he came by and convicted me and showed me my sin and saved me by his grace and called me to a holy calling, not by works, but by grace. And it don't make sense to me. It don't make any sense to me while we're so caught up in fear. When we are part of his plan from before the world began.
Amen. Praise God.
I say, let God be true.
Right.
And every man a liar.
Amen.
You need to quit walking down Nervous Attitude Avenue.
Amen.
Come on now. You're saved. The provision of grace will help your faith overcome your fear.
Amen.
Lastly, I'm done. Whew. Am I all right? Live streamers, you still hooked up? I figure I lost a couple of Armenians, but that's okay. Look at verse 12. Why can I choose faith over fear? Number one, verse 7, because of the power of God. Number two, in verse 9, because of the provision of grace. And number three, in verse 12, because of the preservation of the godly. For the which cause also suffer these things. Now we are going to face a little bit of suffering, a little bit of pain, a little bit of trouble, a little bit of inconvenience. For I know in whom I believe.
Yeah.
Whoop. And am persuaded, that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Now, let me get a little theological, just a little bit. I am not a Calvinist. Let me tell you one of the reasons, one of the five reasons. I don't believe anything of the 5 points. They don't believe what I believe. They believe that God chose you to be saved and maybe you to be lost, even if you are on staff. And you to be saved and you to be lost. That's a lie from hell.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you what they believe. Let me tell you what they believe. Number one, and this really blows my mind. Why do Calvinists say everybody in their family, they know they're the elect? They don't know that. They don't even know they are the elect. And I don't want to upset y'all. Hey, Calvinists, you ain't going to like this. They believe in the perseverance of the saints. That means you got to live it to the end. And then you'll know if you're God's elect. We don't believe that. That's why I choose faith over fear. Because we don't believe in the perseverance of the saints. Big difference. We believe in the preservation of the saints.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We believe that you cannot be lost after you're saved. There's no way, friend. And there ain't no circumstance going on, whether it's the coronavirus, whether it's HIN1 or whatever's going on in our country. There's nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I say, why are you fearing when you ought to be having a life of faith?
That's good, brother.
I'm capped by the power of God. It'd be one thing if we're going through all this trouble and all this ignorance, and I didn't know if I'm saved or not. I'd be a little shaky. I'd be coming to Uncle Denny for a loan. I'd be coming to you, Connie, and you're going to get in your stash. But Dave, I'm not dependent on Denny. My well-being isn't dependent on man. It's dependent on God. Woo! And if he's got us preserved, why are we fearing when we ought to be living by faith?
That's it. Come on, preacher.
I know that wasn't deep sermon, but would you use them? Would you take those 3 points and live this weekend? Now, you're going to hear some bad news this week. You're going to hear a bunch of loco stuff. You are. And I am not going to tell you the stock market may not go down 10 more percent. I ain't going to tell you that. I am not going to tell you that. But I am going to tell you. God's got this. God's got this. Lord, they told me not to get up on high places. What I wanted to know, Billy, I want to ask y'all a question. And Lily, go ahead and get ready to get back. Go on, go on, go on, go on. Hurry up, go on. God bless that little thing. I love her. I want to ask you, how many of you down in your soul, you've been scared half to death? You've listened to CNN, MSLSD. Even some of them Fox News. I ain't listening to them either. We're fair and balanced. They're ignorant. My hope is built on nothing less. How many have caught yourself this week flooded with fear? And I am not. If you go out of this room and say, I said not to be precautious and not to use hand sanitizer. If I said, I did not say that. I didn't say go be ignorant. But I do not want you to go out of this room believing that it's over.
Yep.
Because it's not over till God says it's over.
You're right, preacher. Preach.
I am not trying to ridicule you. But I am going to tell you, don't you think faith is a lot better way to live than fear?
Amen.
Then let me ask you this question. Can you change anything that's going on?
No.
But you can change how you live by what you believe.
Amen.
If you've been a little bit frightened, and maybe you just need some strength, won't you come around this altar and say, I'm going to choose those three principles. I'm going to choose the power of God. I'm going to choose the provision of grace. And I'm going to rest in the perseverance of the godly. Be a good time to pray, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Our Father, as our folks stand, I pray, God, right now that many of them who's nervous and a little frightful would just come around the altar and just rest in you, believing that you're going to take care of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you come?